Welcome to the Sustainability Café, the podcast of IMC Krems all about sustainability. In this podcast, we regularly talk to different people connected to the university, staff members, professors, students, and also external partners to learn more about their perspectives and points of contact with the topic. This is already the third season of our podcast. My name is Viktoria Engelmeier, and among other things, I'm responsible for gender diversity and sustainability. So welcome back to the Sustainability Café, your cozy corner for meaningful conversations on sustainability, innovation, and everything in between. Today's episode is particularly special because for the very first time, we are joined by an external guest. Joining us all the way from Romania is Dr. Ioana Pescau, a brilliant researcher with a strong background in entrepreneurship. She brings valuable international perspective and fresh insights to our conversation, and I'm very delighted to welcome her to the podcast. Our collaboration was made possible through the UP University Network, which connects like-minded institutions and individuals committed to building a more sustainable future together. So grab your coffee, get comfortable, and let's dive into a cross-border conversation about sustainable entrepreneurship, innovation ecosystems, and the power of collaboration. So, dear Ioana, thank you so much for taking the time to joining us on the podcast. Would you like to briefly introduce yourself?
Thank you, Viktoria, for inviting me and our university to come to your podcast and to present our perspective regarding sustainability and internationalization. Hello to all your listeners. My name is Ioana Pescau. I'm from the University of Bacău, Romania. I'm a lecturer, actually, at the Faculty of Engineering of Vasile Alexandri University of Bacău. I'm teaching economics and entrepreneurship to engineers, and I'm also the head of the department of the university, which is called the Entrepreneurial Society for Students, which is a department that organizes different activities, courses for students to develop their entrepreneurial skills and also to bring some insight and value to our entrepreneurial ecosystem.
Wow. Impressive. So what does sustainability mean to you, especially in the context of entrepreneurship and economics?
I think sustainability is a very large concept, and it can be applied to different areas. Mainly when I hear about sustainability, the first things it came to my mind is to make sure not to bring some negative impact to the future generations, and all you do in every aspect of your life to be in line with this idea. So if we go deeper into the term, I would say that sustainability is related to entrepreneurship and to economics very in a very tight relation, because the entrepreneurs, especially nowadays, have to be aware of the impact that they their firm and their activity is making to not only the economical system, but also to the community in which they are doing their activities, and also to the mankind as in general, to the society in general.
So is this something that your students are aware of, or is that something that they hear the first time if they are in your classroom?
Actually, sustainability is a very, is a term that is very used nowadays. Maybe not everyone knows or understands its deeper sense, but our students are aware of the term, because especially at the Faculty of Engineering, they are having a lot of courses that embedded the entrepreneurship and the sustainability in their topics.
Mm-hmm. So having a closer look, how do you think that entrepreneurship can drive positive change in terms of sustainability?
I think that it is a very important component for the entrepreneurs because, for example, in our country now, from the 1st of January 2025, even smaller firms are somehow obliged to have a sustainability strategy. The impact that the entrepreneur is having on the environment, and not only on the environment, because we tend to believe that sustainability is a thing that is related only to environment, but it's not like this. Sustainability is a larger concept, and I would say that we can go even more generally speaking, and thinking about sustainability from a philosophical perspective. And I think in entrepreneurship, the entrepreneur has to develop a sustainability mindset, in which he, for example, use this question: does my activity brings a negative impact on the environment or to any of my stakeholders, clients, I don't know, maybe suppliers, people, the shareholders, for example. The entrepreneur has to take into account all his stakeholders and to think of the influence that his activity is making in the activity of the others. It's like saying, I'm free to do what I want, but as far as my freedom doesn't make any harm to others.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So coming a little bit to this international part that we wanted to discuss today, what role do you think that international exchange and cooperation can play in advancing sustainability goals?
There is a very much space to collaboration between universities, for example, or any other international partners that can sustain sustainability at a regional level, not only at a national level. For example, at our university, we have some projects that my colleagues, which have expertise in sustainability, are implementing or have implemented during the time. And today, I chose to present you two of these important projects because
Lovely.
they are from my perspective, a very good example that the collaboration between international universities can have a positive impact on sustainability. For example, we have currently in implementation a project that is coordinated by the University of Limoges, France, and the University of Bordeaux, are one of the partners, together with universities from Belgium, France, and four institutes from Madagascar, because the aim of the project is to strengthen the educational and technical capacities of higher education institutions in Madagascar in the water sector, in line with the goals of improving water services, environmental quality, and economic development in the region. And the project aims to improve practices and technologies in water-related professions, which need to be adapted and strengthened. Therefore, the project plans to develop joint and hybrid vocational training programs within Malaga's higher education institutions and at both bachelor's and master's levels in both initial and continuing education. It addresses the need to update the skills of current professionals and train future operators in new water distributions and treatment units. And also, in line with this aim, the project developed some training courses, which will be co-designed with stakeholders from the water sector. And this is an important thing, because in this project are not involved only academic institutions, but also partners from the economic level, from the business area. Mm-hmm. And we at the University of Baku believe that the cooperation between the academic area and the economic area is very important to understand their needs and to see how we can improve, as far as we are concerned, from our activity, the activity of the economic at the economic level.
I think that this is a very important point, because it's not only about what we science people think about, but it's also about the transfer, I think, from science to practical terms and vice versa. Because, you know, you can write a lot of things, yes, but you never know if this really works out in the practical world out there. So I really love this kind of exchange and transfer that happens here.
Yes, actually, in February, we have closed another project, international project, together with the University, Oxford University College from Fredrikstad, Norway, in which our university was a partner. And the aims of this project were to inspire other academic institutions in Romania, in Norway, to initiate similar cooperations. The project was mainly focused on the green energy transition. Mm-hmm. And we have many activities that involve not only academic staff, but also companies and students. Mm-hmm. Actually, the project was for all these three stakeholders. For example, after a kickoff meeting that has taken place in Norway, we had a first workshop there in Norway, aim to present innovative solutions and share experiences regarding the green transition and circular economy, bringing together both academic and practical expertise. There were analyzed relevant projects in this field, green energy, and practical solutions for increasing energy efficiency were presented, along with best practices from successful projects that we have at the university and also they had at their university. Mm-hmm. Another activity that was very a successful one was a green transition winter school for students.
Okay.
Which was in December 2024. And the event brought together experts, professors, students, and they were explored concepts such as circular economy, energy transition, and sustainability. And it was like an interactive activity where the participants had the opportunity to involve in interactive debates. Mm-hmm. Actually, just to make like a parenthesis, at our university, we have this kind of meeting that we do regularly, one per month with students. And the meeting is organized like a debate.
Okay.
And last year, for example, we had many discussions about how entrepreneurship is related to sustainability. And the aim of the activities was to increase the consciousness of the students regarding mm-hmm. this topic.
So what was going on there? Is it like people have to register to be part of the debate, or is the program organized by staff and students come and discuss, or how do you organize this kind of meetings?
Yes, it is called Brainstorm Entrepreneur. and is organized in a project that the department that I'm leading, the Entrepreneurial Society for Students, is offering to students. They have to register to participate, but it is free for students. Mm-hmm. We, the staff, organize this debate, and when we have possibility, just to make it even more interactive, we invite some representatives from the business area to lead the discussion and the debate.
Wow, that's cool. It could be a great idea for our institution as well. I really love the idea.
Yes, if you say it would be very interesting if we talk about internationalization and sustainability, I think it would be a great idea just to make this meeting internationally and
yeah,
to
sure.
involve like a video call and to involve students from more universities and to make them put them together and discuss debate. Topics like sustainability, entrepreneurship, circular economy.
Yeah, you know, because I mean, I'm sure that a lot of topics that you discuss would also been discussed in Austria, for example, and you don't have to invent everything from scratch on yourself. There is so much knowledge out there already. And that's also why I wanted to talk about with you about internationality and collaboration, things like that, because I think that if we just use the knowledge from other people and collaborate in projects, like you also have explained some of the projects that you and your university have been involved into, I think that would be like a big step forward, like in a positive way to challenge problems when it comes to sustainability.
I agree with you. I think that any activity, especially if it is a collaborative one, it really represents a step forward and is very important to make small steps towards changing mentality. I think this is the most difficult thing to do because related to sustainability, the legislation is very developed nowadays, and many countries have to align with this topic. But I really think the most difficult thing is to change the people's mentality about sustainability.
So this brings me to our last question. So if you could give students one tip on how to be more sustainable in their future careers, what would that be? That's a big question, I know.
Yes, that's a big question because I don't know which answer I should choose to make it just one.
Oh, you can but, also give us more advices. I'm sure that listeners would love to hear more than one advice.
I could make an analogy with what I'm saying to our students regarding entrepreneurship. I really believe that all the activities that we are running are aimed not specifically to make students to open their own businesses, but to change something in their mindset, to make them entrepreneurial. Intrapreneurial. And I think this would be also the case with sustainability. It's our duty is to make them conscious about the importance of sustainability in every aspect of our lives. And if I have to think of only one advice, I think the most important would be to look at the big picture and to try to be connected to the present and ask ourselves if this ordinary thing that I'm doing today, for example, how it impacts the future of mankind, the future of economy, for example. And I think this is a question that entrepreneurs can use also in order to make little changes in their activity. For example, what are the long-term consequences of what you choose today? Because every activity that we do is a choice. So we have to think of the impact that everything that we do can or could have on the future. And also, I think another important advice is to look the way we look at the resources, because I really believe that until last year's entrepreneurs only thought about how to make bigger profits and how to exploit the resources in order to achieve this goal. Nowadays, I think the aim of an entrepreneur shouldn't be profit specifically, but to change, to make good changes in the economic system, in the community they are doing their activities, because profits will come if they respect these principles, including sustainability. And clients will come to their firm because they will trust the activities that the entrepreneurs are doing. I think true sustainability doesn't come from some kind of checklist, but it is more like a mindset that has to be built.
Well, those were wonderful closing words, so I'd like to leave it at that. Once again, thank you so much for being here. It was truly a pleasure. And so that's it for our visit to the Sustainability Café. Thank you for your interest in sustainability at AMC Krems and beyond. You can find this and all other episodes at imcsustainabilitycafe.podigy.io. The podcast is produced by the AMC Krems Media Lab. If you have any feedback or questions, feel free to send them to sustainability@imc.ac.at. I'd be happy if you tune in to our other episodes as well. See you soon. Bye-bye.